Hello, queers. You're listening to Movies a la Queer. This is Sarita Ramirez. And on this episode, we are going to react to the season two of the L Word Generation Q. It has been recently released. And this is all in celebration of Pride Month. But by the time that you hear this, Pride Month is already done. But it's fine because we can celebrate it for the rest of the fucking summer. We can celebrate it every single day. Pride Month will not leave us. We didn't get to celebrate it in 2020, so fuck that. We're celebrating it every single month until it's too cold to go outside. And without further ado, let's get into this reaction. All right, let's find out where this trailer is. So I know it's on, that's TikTok. So I know it's on Instagram somewhere. Okay, I found it. So I will have the link of the trailer, promo, sneak peek, what have you. It's a minute and 31 seconds. I will have it in the show notes in case you need to watch it. And yeah, I'll also see if I can put it on here. All right, let's take a look. Uh-oh, drama.
If there was ever a time to win her back, it's now or never.
Mm-hmm.
You think it's true about the real deal not coming around that often?
Yes, that is true.
I don't. I swear to God, I had no idea that was her wife.
She should have come with a warning label.
Okay, Shane.
I cheated too.
That's true. With Nat. You cheated on Nat, that's right. She's got trust issues.
Alice always puts her foot in her mouth.
I slept with a woman.
Shut up.
Tina has Carrie and she makes her
Rosie
laugh.
Rosie O'Donnell?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I have Nat. Come here.
Oh, fuck. Of course, those two would hook
you're
up.
You're kind of sweet, huh? Like a sweet feral cat.
I think about her, and I want to be near her.
I think I've always loved you.
If there was ever a time to win her back, it's now or never.
Gigi and Bet.
I promise. I'm gonna try not to be so scared anymore.
It's you and me.
I don't know. All right. Okay. Initial thoughts. Okay, it's a lot to see and process in a minute and 30 seconds, but it's really a minute and 20 seconds. Okay, so what do I think? I don't know why I'm laughing so much. Okay, so I knew that from the earlier promos that were released on season two that Gigi and Bet were kind of going to have a relationship, were kind of maybe some type of affair of some sort. And to put it simply, both of them are single. So I guess it doesn't matter because it's a fresh start for Bet. I think that Bet needs someone that's going to keep her on her toes, that she has this character where she does get bored, she does get restless. So it's good that Gigi, who is a parent, also pretty much in that same, at least, do we even know what Gigi does for work? I don't think that was something that was covered in season one. But either way, I think Bet is someone that needs someone on her level. Not to say that she needs someone that's going to be a stay-at-home parent or that she wouldn't want someone who's a stay-at-home parent, but I think that Bet is someone that does appreciate someone who's also can go head-to-head with her and also very sexy and also very witty and can bite back, banter with her. And yeah, no, I think that those two are great. Let me actually go back and see what's happening. So Sophie and Danny. So I remember in my last the only analysis I did for this series so far, since it was on season one. If you haven't heard it, go listen. Thank you. But I did do an analysis on who I think that Sophie ended up choosing. I did think that she chose Danny. I think she chose Danny because she was engaged to Danny and there is genuine love there with her. Do I think that she's also interested and maybe has fallen in love with Finley? I do think that there is also a sexual romantic connection between the two of them, but I do think that Danny and Sophie have more with each other, and I think that's probably why she had chosen Sophie. But this trailer, so this new trailer that came out a few days ago on June 30th, has at least is teasing us that maybe Sophie is sharing what she did with Finley to Danny, saying that there is a moment of weakness. And here you have Shane telling someone, saying, now is a better time than ever to win her back. Who is she speaking to? And I think there's also a scene here where Finley has a black eye. Where could she have gotten that black eye? Could it have been from Danny? Who knows? I'm not gonna lie to you. I think Danny is not the best or most likable character last season. I thought that I don't think a lot of the characters are actually very likable. I think Shane was extremely unlikable last season. But then again, I think Shane is extremely unlikable, period. The parts in the first series of The L Word where Shane was the best was when Shane was being a good friend to everyone. Because Shane can be an amazing friend. But I think in this series, in this Generation Q, we haven't seen Shane be a great friend to anyone, really. At least I don't think so. I don't think that grown-up Shane in her 40s, is that sweet, to be honest. But yes, they're at a round table. Gigi is next to bed. And I do see these two together. I think that there is something hot and steamy about both of them. And I do believe that Bette does want that settling down thing. But I don't know. I think Bette has always wanted to settle down. So I'm curious to know where the writers are going to go with Bette's character, because I do think that she has always wanted to settle down, but who knows? There's a part where Micah is saying that he has slept with a woman, and Danny's like, what? No way. So, okay. So maybe the landlord manager person that Micah had a brief relationship with in the last season will not be back. We don't see any of that really happening. So maybe that's, which is good, because honestly, and I talked about this in the last episode about the L Word Gen Q, is that I really didn't care for that story plot. I thought that story plot was really fucking cheesy. I thought it was very forced. The fact that at the end, after finally saying I love you to someone, you find out that that landlord manager of yours happens to have a husband. What? That's so weird. This isn't a telenovela. Like, I mean, I get it, but no, it was definitely not necessary. The storyline that I am more invested in, of course, is with Sophie, Danny, and with Finley. I think that they're the three of them in this whole situation is very hot. And there is the whole thing with Alice and Alice's partner, Nat. Okay. It was in the trailer. So there is the whole thing with Alice and Natalie, aka Nat, and their whole relationship and the whole weird threesome with season one that, again, I just didn't think was, I didn't think it was that great of a story plot. Do I think that the whole threesome polyamory would have been cool? Yes. Do I think that was a little bit weird for Alice? Yes. And I guess that they resolved it by Alice being like, actually, I'm not really into this. So no. Very Alice, I guess. I'm actually very interested in knowing if there is going to be any type of romantic development between Shane and Tess. Tess is played by Jamie Clayton, who is a fucking gorgeous and very talented actress from Sense8. I wonder if there is going to be any development there, because the most that we know about Tess is dealing with substance abuse issues or alcoholism, and in season one, she hooked up with Finley, and Shane had hooked up with Tess's girlfriend or ex-girlfriend at the time. Who knows? It was very confusing, but I wonder, it looks like in this promo, Tess is still working at Shane's bar. The bar is the new planet. It's the new place where everyone's going to come to hang out because they don't have the planet anymore. And what's it called? Dana's. Yes, I just thought of it. Yes, Shane's bar is called Dana's in honor of Dana, who shouldn't have died. But that's a whole other thing. Let's see what else in this promo did I miss. Ah, yes. So now we see Carrie is played by Rosie O'Donnell, which great. I'm excited to see Rosie O'Donnell on the screen again. I'm very curious to know why they casted Rosie O'Donnell in this role. I'm excited for it too, because Rosie O'Donnell is such a great breath of fresh air, and she is a comedic actress. She is a comedian. And the more that I think about it, the more it makes sense, because when you think of Tina, probably wanted someone that wasn't going to be so serious and maybe someone with a little bit more comedy. And Rosie O'Donnell is a comedic actress, so I can see that happening. I can see Tina wanting to find a new partner, someone that's going to make her laugh, someone that's going to actually connect with her in a more lighthearted way. So maybe I can see it, is what I'm saying. I can see it. I'm down. I'm good. And Gigi and Bette, like I said before, I see it, but I think it's very eye candy. I know that we all want this. I think Seppi de Moafi is one of the most attractive actors I've ever seen in my whole life. Yes, I am definitely female gazing this every day. We're also seeing more of the romantic story with Angie's, Bette and Tina's daughter, Angie, and her girlfriend. Don't know her name. Oops. But yes, we're seeing Angie's storyline with her girlfriend. So I think that's also going to be a cute development, maybe a cute side story. I wonder if the woman that Micah hooks up with is Sophie's sister. I wonder if that is what the teaser is implying. Yeah, I definitely think that this season is probably going to focus more on the Danny, Sophie, and Finley storyline, as well as the Bette and Gigi storyline. And I think everyone else is probably just going to fall to like the second platter of storylines. But yeah, I'm excited. I mean, as much shit that I gave season one of Elwer Gen Q, I am very excited to get this show back. I'm really happy that this show, as well as Work in Progress, did so well that they're coming back for a second season, right? So I am excited to see it. I'm human. I am after 2020, where it's been a little sad for a lot of us, maybe. But no, I'm excited to see this new season. I think it's going to be exciting. I am excited to see everyone's reactions to the episodes. I'm excited to talk about it. I'm even considering doing an episode by episode basis, if that is something that you would be interested in listening to, episode by episode review, a weekly review versus a whole season review. I'm going to put it up on Instagram. And if you could vote on it and let me know, that would be great. To watch the Elwer Generation Q, you do have to subscribe to the Showtime network somehow, whether if it is through Amazon Prime or through Hulu. Subscribe and you'll be able to watch, I believe, also the older or the first series of the Elwer as well, which is always bingeable. This is Sarita Ramirez. Thank you for listening to Movies a la Queer. If you haven't done so already, please follow on Instagram, TikTok, and wherever you like. Honestly, I appreciate it. Definitely follow the podcast on Spotify. I am very happy to see just the new numbers of followers. It's very encouraging, because that just tells me that you are enjoying this as much as I enjoy making these episodes. And yeah, thank you. Happy Pride. And again, I'm going to still say Happy Pride until forever, until someone stops me. So Happy Pride, and stay safe out there. Stay cool, stay warm wherever you're located. And I'll see you next week with another episode. Bye.